bread has its roots in France about 40 or 50 years ago, when a French theologian and a French Canadian psychologist were wondering about the religious educability of people with learning disabilities. And they came to the conclusion that these people were religiously educable and deserved catechesis and to be included in church.
And what does that mean on a practical level? I mean, if you're dealing with somebody with a profound disability.
It means that they have a right to be gathered around the gospel. We have a gospel-based program. That they have a right to be included in the people of God, to be included in the community of worship, and that the faith isn't dependent on intellectual capacity. So this program was devised by this French theologian 40 or 50 years ago. And then in the 60s in America, when people were waking up to the fact that people with disabilities had rights, you know, the civil rights movement and all that whole movement of the Vatican Council and so on, the discovery in the church that people with disabilities were neither angels nor subhuman. They were human beings and they had a right to be included in church. And so the Americans found the French program and liked it because it was very beautiful. It's based on symbol. It's not based on logic or instruction.
That's what I was going to say. How would you communicate that if you have somebody who say verbal skills or understanding skills wouldn't really grasp the stories of the gospel?
We communicate through relationship, through friendship. In a typical group, there would be about half a dozen special people and half a dozen volunteers, and each one would have a special friend with whom they grow in relationship, and people begin to be able to communicate with their particular friend. And we have a theme each week, but the sort of ongoing theme week after week is the Christian friendship within the group. It's a little Christian community that is formed.
And do they do Eucharist and celebrate their communion and confirmation and all of
They can, as the time comes, that happens. But of latter years in Ireland, we're working mostly with adults. Some of the schools have picked up their responsibilities in relation to preparation for the sacraments. So what we do is just ongoing integration of our friends into the church community through fortnightly meetings through the year, and where we gather around the Bible and have a session, a faith session. Before that, we do quiet activities, therapeutic activities like painting and sort of art and craft, simple table activities with classical music playing so that everyone just becomes gathered.
Do you see a response? Do you see a growing in spirituality?
Very much so. The volunteers who join the many groups that now exist in Ireland just mention all the time the progress they see in their friends in terms of relationship. And not necessarily progress, but from the very beginning, a tremendous awareness of the sacred. There's a moment in the session when the leader takes the hands of each person and gives them a simple message from the gospel, just a one-line message. And that's an almost sacramental moment. Just last week, a leader mentioned to me how profound that moment is when she takes the hands of a special person, looks into their eyes and says, "Miriam, Jesus says to you today, I am the light of your life." And how they respond to that is unbelievably sacred.
So they do have a sense of divinity and of being somewhere special.
Sometimes more than we do, because they're not cluttered with the rat race and getting on and succeeding and competing.
So yes, in a sense, they've more time perhaps to reflect and to look at the.
It's a bit like the way we were all in this country so taken with Special Olympics. If you compare the Special Olympics with the other Olympics, you know that extra dimension the special people bring of prioritizing people and relationships rather than competition and winning.